argumentative composition. This type of composition aims at convincing the reader to agree with the writer's ideas, opinions, or attitude. You may be asked to write for or against a particular topic. While writing such a composition, you should be clear about your opinion and the stand that you wish to take. You may give facts or examples, relate incidents, and present opposing views. An effective and convincing argument is the one that is supported by evidence. Try and support your opinion with proof from the world around you. Do not beat around the bush. Guidelines or rules for writing an argumentative composition. 1. Present a logical argument from the beginning. 2. Present your points in a sensible way. 3. Give interesting suggestions. 4. Provide facts, statistics, and examples. 5. Provide your ideas using proper expressions. 6. Speak either for or against the topic, not both. Say, for example, you get a topic like, air travel is safer than any other types of travel. To start off, first decide on whether you want to go for or against the topic. Say, suppose you want to go against the topic. Bring up some statistics where you can prove your point comparing air travel with roads, rails, and sea. In the body, discuss about how natural causes like storm weather can affect air travel. Talk about birds or swarms of insects that may get into the engines. Bermuda Triangle can be mentioned where many planes and ships went missing. Talk about man-made collision where during tourist season aircrafts tend to collide. Clearance done by radar or computer may also be faulty and cause accidents. Towards the end, talk of how other modes of travel have more easier access to help than air travel in times of emergency. Servicing of old aircrafts is a must, which otherwise might be dangerous. Wrap up your essay by convincing the reader why you feel that air travel is not safe. Next, we come to personal or reflective composition. It is written in order to look back on personal experiences and measure how that experience has helped the author to grow or change. Hence, the background, subject matter, and even the characters are more connected with you than in any other composition. Guidelines for writing a personal composition. 1. Make a mind map. 2. Write an eye-catching introduction to keep the reader engaged. 3. Describe what happened, what you were thinking and feeling. 4. Evaluate what was good and bad about the experience. 5. To conclude, you can talk about what else you could have done or expected. Say, for example, you are asked to write a reflective essay or a composition on helping someone. In the introduction, you may start by talking about how your parents have always taught you to help anyone in need. Talk about how you have been helped in need. Next, you move directly into the topic where you talk about the instance where you met someone in need. Say, suppose you saw an injured dog on the road. Describe its condition. You may now talk about how you took the help of someone or alone and took the dog to a vet. Give details of how you took it. Now you may move on to explaining how the vet treated the dog and how he helped you to take care of the dog. Towards the end, you may write about whether you took it home or you gave it to some NGO. Mention about the medicines you bought, etc. Finally, you could mention how we should always help people or animals, whether we know them or not, and how our own happiness and emotions also change after we help someone. You may advise others to do the same as well.